Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You gonna do this or?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
Yeah. All right, you want to stick around, Susie?
Yeah, because it's fun.
I think you should.
We're having a good time.
I think you should.
There is a story in the paper today, another story about clothing, higher-end clothing, and how it's
top
just,
shelf.
It's done.
So
top shelf.
That was the the Care 11 anchor.
Majors.
That was his spot,
that was
right?
That's my setup. I heard a top shelf in the 90s because of Majors.
Me too.
Because Majors would get all his clothes custom there.
He looks so good, man.
And he looked great. That's when the shoulder pads are blazer, right? And Paul's a big guy already. Those shoulder pads looked like, you know, he was like 40 feet tall and great looking. Then my buddy, John Fitzgerald, started working for them too. And I would go there. Fabulous place. Now, not inexpensive, but fabulous place. Right. And they point out the top shelf is reducing, moving to a new location. They point out how Hubert White shut down. Hubert White, legendary place. And other places, because a lot of people go to work not dressed as well as you. More dressed kind of like me. I've got a kind of a nicer sweatshirt on and some athleisure pants.
Like performance kind of material.
Yeah, so, well, because I'm an athlete. Yeah. You know, obviously. I mean, you never know my cat-like quickness.
True.
look at Trump. Look at Cook dressing
Cook
up.
Cook dresses up.
But you want why? Because he's going to the ball game. He's going to the Twins thing today. And Dan's gonna be there going.
Are you going, Jason?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's gonna be a ball guy there, so he wants to dress up. I think he's wearing a bolo. I think. What do we think about that people don't dress up at all?
What do you think, Susie?
For work? What are your thoughts?
That's a tricky one, because I always think I should dress more professionally, and then when I go to Target and I walk through the Skyways, I see that 80% of people look kind of schlubby, you know, not really well put together.
I really was worried what word you were going to use there. I got
schlubby.
Yeah,
I meant like frumpy, kind of like dopey, dumpy. Point is, then every once in a while you would see somebody pop that's like got a style that is current.
By the way,
both
you
women
can
and
look
men
stylish without wearing a sport coat,
for sure,
or a suit, or a nice dress, or you know. Business suit.
Right.
You know, and obviously, we talk about this constantly. We don't have many people down here working.
Mm-mm.
Right? So, you know, I know friends of mine who work at home and still get reasonably dressed up because it's just part of their protocol.
Also, isn't
they're just
it
used to it.
Your mental space. I mean, if you are wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt and you're an executive and you're trying to hold an executive meeting, to me, your sort of persona isn't matching what you're wearing.
So my wife dresses up for work. She has worked at home for 14, 15 years.
Wow.
I think that what we're seeing, and it's interesting that Top Shelf is shutting it down.
Yeah.
Because from what I've been told from a couple of guys I know at men's clothing stores, and also, like, I was talking about this with Andy, the guy who cuts my hair.
Yeah.
And Andy at work, he's a barber. Like, he's, you know, he's dressed casually. But he's, like, in his 30s, and he is dressing up to go out. So, like, going out to dinner, he'll put on, like, a nice, like, a sport coat or a suit or something, because it's like we have no opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I am seeing, like, a bit of a resurgence in, like, guys wanting to get dressed up, but it's so small as an overall portion of the population.
Well, that's me, because we go out occasionally. I dress normally. Half the time I dress pretty casual here. But let's say if I'm going out, I'll dress
you look
up.
Good.
I'll dress up nicer. Yeah.
But
right?
It's also radio, so we're not compelled.
But everyone dresses like radio people now. It used to be like a joke, like, oh, you guys look like you work in radio. And now you walk in the Skyway, like when you're kind of not paying attention to the Supreme Court case and going to Target, and you see everybody looks like they could be
she was digging.
A radio producer.
She was digging. Can I go back to what Susie said? Because I think there's a divide in this. I personally, if it's not a Zoom, okay, for me, I think I can be as in tune with a business meeting or this show if I'm dressed casually. I do. But I have friends of mine who 1,000% agree with what you said. No, you can't. No, you can't. You have to act like you're there face to face. If you normally put on a suit or a business suit, do that.
I don't know. How do you feel, Jason? Do you feel more alert and intellectually honed in if you look one way? Like if you came in here with sweats on, would that pull your mood down?
Well,
would
I'm saying more if you're at home. Because I think that's the debate.
I would think.
Yeah, like I wouldn't put a suit on at home, right? But I will say, like last night I had a charity event that I was hosting. I had a suit. And you stand up a little straighter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little more swagger. I felt a little more powerful.
In public, I agree with that.
Heels. I know women hate them, but wearing a pair of high heels or even a shoe with a bit of a heel totally amps your game up.
Yep.
Now, at home, if you're working at home.
I'm not going to wear heels.
Why would you dress up?
But I have two or three friends of mine.
If you're a manager, you need to put that. That's part of your image.
But I have friends who are just like Alyssa. And they do Zooms, and sometimes they don't. And they just feel like, listen, this is what I've done for decades.
Yeah. Mm.
Even though now my company allows me to do this, and they're pretty far up in the companies, they just like that. And they feel like that does make them a little bit more in tune.
Maybe,
And if it does for you, you do it.
And I do think you feel better when you're looking your best. I just think it's
tough for some of these businesses that haven't been able to figure it out. But also, like, the world changes.
Yeah,
I think it's okay. I think it's okay. But I will say, just personally, I do wish we had maybe a little more formality in our world.
Well, let's be honest too. For you, it's you like it. And it's a part of your brand,
You
know, because of Instagram and maybe some clothing stuff. So it's both. You personally both. Believe in it.
Right.
And it also is profitable.
Yeah, it's good for business.
For what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pause here.
We do.
Yeah.
I just say, Eleanor Mondale, when she was still alive and we had our show, she always talked about how much her mother would dress them up to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's been the biggest change. Right?
You know, Pan Am. Yeah.
I see it with my kids, like two teenage boys, when they put on a suit, it's like a different human being.
Yeah.
Now, as you're an adult, maybe you figure out how to channel that energy without the clothes, but clothes help.
How you work until 5:30 today?
Yeah.
Will you stay in the building until 5:30?
My friend's coming to town from up north, from Two Harbors, Nancy, and so.
So, no, you're not. You will not be here until 5:30.
This is the start of my weekend. My friend's coming into town.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a factory. I didn't know that Chad was in charge of HR.
I wasn't mad. I was just curious.
Jeez.
I was curious.
We are union members of the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists and SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah.
So I am committed to working an 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
But I don't always reach that goal every time.
Oh, say, can you see?
WCCO Radio, the building of America with all of our blowers.
America wants no part of this building, I can assure you that.
With all our heat blowers in the hallway.
Things are going great.
It's exactly. Beautiful.
Hit the button. It's very dramatic.
Oh, you already missed the car wash reference.
It's over already?
Yeah, you were
right off.
You were too busy yapping.
I heard it because
complaining
I can hear
about everyone.
Things in different ears. It's no problem.
Yeah. Who do we got here?
Some guy called Luna. the song's called Car Wash Hair. Yeah.
Well, Dan knows him. Dan's a telescope guy. Is Dan bringing the telescope to the Diamond Awards?
You know, I love that people have their passions.
I do too.
And
I love that people make fun of my passions too. And I love Dan.
It is funny. Like, I'll come to work and he'll, like, show me some video of, like, Mars behind the moon. And I like some people show like pictures of their kids, of their pets. Dan shows me pictures that he took from his telescope.
By the way,
it's great.
98% of the folks who said this is Mars, this is Jupiter, you know what I want to say? Prove it.
Yeah. Could be a dust speck on the camera lens.
How do you know? Oh. How do we really know? You know, there was some crazy stuff happening in the sky last night.
We can actually tell you how we really know. Like, this, what an absolutely ridiculous line of commentary from you. What do you mean, how do we know? Are you like, what is life?
The neighborhood guy who's got the normal telescope is not showing me precise.
They got the apps
is
now.
Not precisely like, showing me where Jupiter is.
Yes, they know.
I think he
Come
is.
On. I think you're out of here.
They've paid attention to the Hubble. Hubble lets us know.
Get out of here. Get out. I mean,
there's a lot of apps. You follow along. There are Facebook groups.
That's cheating.
Nerds.
That's cheating. If you're using the app, I want you
space chart.
I want you to exactly chart it like old school.
Yeah.
You're just right there.
I used to know this stuff. You know, I had an astrolabe as a youngster.
Excuse me? What did you have?
Astrolabe. Look it up.
Is that like a goiter?
I had a protractor. I had like a kind of a viewing lens hooked up to a protractor. Oh, yeah.
You really were a nerd growing up, weren't you?
Somewhere in the archives of the Rocky Mountain News, there is a front page photo of me with the astrolabe at the National Science Olympiad competition. And it's as nerdy as you would think.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
Right.
I mean, all I know is we had Rocco Baldelli in studio yesterday. We got 4 seconds in, and then we got your whole show on YouTube TV.
How about that?
Yeah. You can check it out. Go to YouTube TV right now. No, YouTube, excuse me.
It's just the WCCO Radio YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're experimenting a little bit. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'd like to experiment and just put cameras in here permanently.
Well, let's look at this high-quality camera that we have ready to go.
How much quality are we putting on this
camera? We spent $42 on a webcam, and we have two of them. Yep. So I'm pretty excited about it. It looked good.
I checked it out. It did look pretty good. Okay, you're going to the Diamond Awards.
Yes.
This is...
If we can get in, I don't know.
Yeah, you might be too late.
3 o'clock.
Again, this is for Bob Allison and how he battled ataxia and still a legendary figure in Twins history. And a staggering amount of money that has been raised for people who deal with ataxia research. So it is a great cause. It is a huge weekend for the Twins. You know, Rocky did the media tour. We were part of it. Then you now have this. Then the Twins have their big luncheon Friday. And then Twins Fest starts. And it's tens of thousands of Twins fans descend upon Target Field.
Yeah.
And they absolutely love it. They love it. Are there pointed questions to general manager, owner, manager, players? Sure. But more of it is, hey, there's Rod Carew, or there's Royce Lewis, or there's, you know, Torrey Hunter. So it's good stuff. So today...
It's something about baseball, right? Something special about baseball compared to maybe other sports. And
100%.
Other sports do their things. But I don't think anybody gets their fans kind of up close with the players in this sort of environment. Is there anything even comparable? I don't think
so. No. You've nailed it.
And every team does this. Every Major League Baseball team. I think the Twins do spring training with maybe a little more access than a lot of the teams do now.
I do. Listen, I'm never... reluctant to offer up criticism to Twins when it's just, and I did yesterday.
Yeah.
But this part of what the Twins do, they do it very well.
It's pretty cool.
They do it very well. And it gives people access. And Dave St. Peter, who is leaving soon, has been tremendous at keeping that tie to the alumni players. And he deserves a lot of credit for that. So you're going over the tough thing about, we were talking about this off air a little bit, you really don't know who's going to be there at what time.
But the event itself is like at 6:30 or 7. But last year we got Royce Lewis, who came over at 5:30, was on the show. So we'll have one of their award winners, and it should
for sure. And you'll do the regular show too.
Do the regular show.
Yeah.
What's going on? There's nothing.
Yeah. There's just a couple of things happening.
I don't know.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Part of what's happening is. One of the five best players in the National Hockey League is coming back, Kirill Kaprizov. It's been a month since he last played, and he's back tonight along with their captain, Jared Spurgeon, the man in charge, the boss, Bill Guerin, is a regular on this show. He's good on hockey. He's better on everyday life. So Bill Guerin, always entertaining. He's next.